You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. For over 30 years, the Children's Home and Aid has worked to make the season merry and bright for everyone with the Adopt-A-Family program. Judy Jacobs serves on the advisory board for Children's Home and Aid, and Laura Cordero is the development assistant and Adopt-A-Family coordinator. She says this is a comprehensive Christmas donation program for people who are currently receiving services from Children's Home and Aid.
We could have anything from an individual foster child up to a family of seven. So this year we have about 180 profiles. A profile is a little bit of a story about the family or the child, and then it is their Christmas wish list. And it is everything from socks and shoes, pants, nightwear, all of those things, and then two wish list items, which could be toys or things for the kids. And then a lot of our parents are very basic, easy things, shampoo, hairbrush, things that we take, you know, that most of us can afford to pay for and get for ourselves, they don't.
So, Judy, how important is it for, especially for the children, to actually get presents to open up on Christmas morning?
Oh, it's terribly important. We're so used to, you know, used to seeing a tree with lots of presents underneath. And without this program, a lot of these children, these foster children, very low-income families wouldn't have anything under the tree if it weren't for this program. You know, when they're in school, back in school, and kids are talking about what they got for Christmas, and they can say, you know, what they received also.
Do you find that there's more demand this year?
Yeah, we have over 40 more profiles this year than we had last year. So last year we served about 410 people, and this year we're already over 500.
40 sounds like an awfully big burden to do all at once. How are you coping with this?
Very carefully. Usually by this time, we have very few profiles left. But as of today, I still have about 55.
So let's talk about how you deal with the profiles. You've got a list from the families. What happens next?
Whenever I am contacted by a donor, I talk to them about what their giving power is, what they can afford. And then I kind of look at the families that I have.
She tries to match with the donor and what they're able to give with the family, and whether it's a family, if it's one single foster child or a family of six. Some neighborhoods get together and everybody pitches in. We've got a neighborhood here in Bloomington that gives over they collect over $1,000 and they adopt several families.
And they've been doing it for about 30 years.
Yeah. So if you want to help and you actually maybe don't have a lot that you could afford to give, you could still help, but just help one particular child rather than a family of six.
Correct. Or you can also make a monetary donation that we could use then to help shop for some of the families.
To even cover one or two items from the list, and we can put several people together. So you could even, if you wanted to make a small contribution, or were only able to make a smaller contribution, that would be fine too. We're happy to accept anything to finish out these lists for these families.
So the people who are making the donations, they're actually going out and doing the shopping themselves?
Correct, yeah. And our donors love it. Absolutely love it. We have a group of ladies from ISU that have been doing it. This will be their 32nd year. And they get a family, and then their group splits up, and one person takes this person from the family, and then one group takes this person. And they get together. They have a brunch where they all meet. They show all the presents that they've bought. They get everything together, and then they deliver it to us on Monday.
But for people like me who don't like to shop, we do have wonderful shoppers. So if people just would like to make a monetary donation and adopt a family, we have wonderful shoppers who will then go out and take care of the list.
Is there a cutoff date?
The very last day that we are taking deliveries of items will be December the 15th. From now until, I would say, like the 10th would be the best time to get a profile. They can contact me either by phone at 309-846-8242, or they can email me at lcordero@childrenshomeandaid.org.
Well, it would just be terrific if the community could help out with these families who really are in need, and help them with some very basic things to put under the tree so that they can have a nice holiday like we all do.
That's Judy Jacobs and Laura Cordero from Children's Home and Aid. There's other ways you can help out with Adopt-A-Family. They're welcoming volunteers with great wrapping skills. I'm Laura Kennedy.